From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Federal lawmakers are close to passing a water bill with more than $1 billion set aside for projects right here in Florida. The long-awaited bill includes some Everglades restoration projects. But as Ashley Lopez reports, there's an omission that many Florida environmentalists are unhappy about.
The last time Congress passed a water bill was 2007. This latest bill, the Water Resources Reform and Development Act, also known as WRDA, is important for a lot of reasons. It sets aside money and authorizes big projects aimed at protecting the country's water resources. After years of water quality issues in Florida, residents and state lawmakers have been calling on Congress to finalize a plan. This week, Democratic Senator Bill Nelson announced House and Senate leaders agreed on a final bill with more than $1 billion for Florida. Congress signed off on projects that will store polluted water from Lake Okeechobee so it doesn't flow into the Caloosahatchee River, and others that will direct fresh water into Biscayne Bay and the River of Grass. But the bill does not include the Central Everglades Planning Project, or CEP, which is crucial. And it's not Congress's fault. The Army Corps of Engineers has delayed signing off on the project, which aims to restore the historic flow of water south from Lake Okeechobee. Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart represents a district that stretches across the Everglades from Collier to Miami-Dade County. He's also a co-chair of the Congressional Everglades Caucus. He says he's frustrated and annoyed.
You know, water doesn't happen every day, and now this has created a major issue. So we're trying to figure out if we could recover from it, but the reality is that the Corps, at the upper echelons of the Corps, frankly, dropped the ball on something that is a hugely important issue, not only for Florida, but for the entire country.
Congress is expected to pass the bipartisan bill sometime next week. I'm Ashley Lopez in Fort Myers.
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio is gaining a name in Washington for missing votes. Matt Laszlo reports the state's junior senator has missed the fourth most votes of any sitting senator.
The three senators who have missed more votes than Rubio include two senators who suffered crippling strokes while in office and Arizona Senator John McCain, who ran for president twice. Rubio's office argues the senator missed more than 7% of votes since 2011 because he's got young children in Florida that he needs to spend time with. The rumored presidential contender denies all the missed votes are because he's visiting early voting states, like when he was delivering a speech in New Hampshire last week.
Well, they're all different. My mom had a stroke a couple years ago, so I missed, I think, almost 2 weeks' worth of votes in that regard. I know I've had jury duty from time to time, so it's happened, but I mean, by and large, I don't think I've ever missed any vote that had been determinative. And if I have, on the one instance that I know I did, it was because of a family illness.
While Rubio has missed 7% of votes in 3 years, Florida senior Senator Bill Nelson has missed less than 2% of votes in his 13 years in D.C. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.